The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative began last year with nearly $500 million paying for 50 cleanup and refurbishing projects in all eight Great Lakes states. But the 2011 federal budget stalled in Congress, including what is expected to be another $300 million for the second year of the program. Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition campaign director Jeff Skelding says funding must continue.
The millions of people who call the region home have lived for decades with beach closures, drinking water restrictions, and fish consumption advisories. We have seen the dark ages in the Great Lakes. It's time for a renaissance.
So the coalition is making its case to Congress before the federal budget extension expires in March.
And it's not going to be easy in this current political environment. We know that. Members of Congress from both parties are calling for budget cuts. And it's not an exaggeration to say that there are those in Congress who would gladly take the axe to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative without a second thought.
Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Ashland was elected on a budget-cutting platform, but he says Great Lakes lawmakers believe restoration is imperative.
So I want to look more into it, see where the funding's coming from. But listen, I live on Lake Superior. How important the Great Lakes are to our way of life, and I'll fight for the lakes.
More than 30 million people use Great Lakes Basin water for drinking. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.